Greetings and good day. This is Striving to Thriving, your resource for reclaiming your life from chronic pain. I'm your host and certified health and wellness coach, specializing in chronic pain management, David Hull. If you have topics of interest you feel are of value to the pain community, please shoot me an email to david@strivingtothriving.com. I'd love to hear from you, and I'll try to schedule your ideas or suggestions in where appropriate. This podcast is for you, so your input is greatly appreciated and needed in order for me to make our time together have the greatest value for you. All the content provided in this podcast, including treatments, dosages, outcome advice, are for informational purposes and does not constitute the providing of medical advice, nor intended to be a substitute for independent professional medical judgment, advice, diagnosis, or treatment. All listeners are responsible for their own medical care, treatment, and oversight. I dedicate this podcast to the memory of Dr. Lisa Jo Stearns, my pain specialist, mentor, and friend. Without her inspiration, this podcast would not be possible. I was thinking about an experience I had several years ago, but now takes on a newer and more significant meaning given changes in my life since then. I was waiting in an airport for my next flight to board when I overheard a conversation between two sailors that were waiting for their flight. They talked about their plans when they left the Navy and started their new lives as civilians. One told the other he wanted to open a restaurant. His friend chimed in, making some comment about the high rate of restaurant startups that fail within a few years. But without skipping a beat, the first sailor continued, saying while he didn't have the money to start a brick-and-mortar restaurant, he was saving enough money to buy a used food truck. He described in great detail the branding and the paint job the truck would have, and he was in mid-sentence when the other quipped, "Yeah, right, you're a dreamer, like that'll happen." This future restaurateur asserted, "I can dream, can't I?" And his friend said, "Yep, dreams are free." To which he responded, "No, they are not. It may not require cash to dream, but dreaming, a true dream," he told him, "demands three things, a vision, commitment, and sacrifice." Normally, you don't hear such words from someone apparently that young, but rarely are truer words spoken. He continued explaining that he was saving his modest pay as he had no dependents or living expenses while living on the base. Further commenting, the military was giving him a large lump sum of cash to re-up for another 2 years. "That money," he said, "is going straight into the bank." He then pulled out a small book out of his pack, showing it to his shipmate. He pointed out how he used his idle time planning and documenting everything he had to do in order to be successful. Things like permitting and license costs, food costs, fuel costs, expenses right down to the cost of cups and straws. During my flight home, I thought about this young man's assertion. He not only understood a profound truth, but he embraced it. Dreams are not free. Wishful thinking that never comes to reality, well, that is free. Dreams, however, come with a substantial price tag. There are lots of people who wish they could do whatever grandiose schemes bounce around in their heads, but they do nothing to bring them about and never take real action, let alone document a plan or a strategy. Some yammer on about what they would do if they had time, they had the money, or an investor, and I love this one, if I win the lottery. Here's an interesting truth. If you do absolutely nothing to achieve your dreams now, you will not do it or be successful, even if you had won the lottery. According to CNBC, lottery winners are more likely to declare bankruptcy within 3 to 5 years than the average American does in a lifetime. Dreaming and success both require effort and planning. Wishful thinking doesn't. Without action, nothing happens. Dreaming is a remarkable thing. It does provide some exercise for your brain, but real dreamers dream with specific purpose of making those dreams become a reality. It is important to note our brains cannot remain idle while we are awake. It's impossible. If I were to ask you not to think of a purple elephant for the next 30 seconds, you couldn't do it. To a true committed dreamer, it is not some fanciful desire of what might be, but a genuine prophecy of what will be. Dreamers maintain a commitment to their dream, and they're committed and willing to sacrifice whatever is needed to make that dream a reality, whether it be time, money, or effort. So what does all this have to do with chronic pain? Well, I used to think of my life and activities before I had chronic pain and what the future could look like if my pain were absent. That was wishful thinking and a waste of precious time. In one of her chronic pain support group meetings, Dr. Lisa Jo Stearns explained there are three aspects of pain, chronic pain, that we must come to terms with. She stated, I can take care of about 30 to 35% of your pain, and you can proactively take care of about 30 to 35% of your pain, but the rest, you're going to have to learn to live with. She was big on making the right choices and responsible choices, and in one of our private sessions when I whined complaining to her, you just don't understand, she immediately shut me down. Showing me the scar on her knee, she told me that she climbed Mount Kilimanjaro after a knee replacement surgery. I had no intelligent response that would make any sense. Before I endured a serious back injury and later CRPS, or complex regional pain syndrome, I had big dreams, none of which are possible now. In a couple weeks, I'm having my second spinal cord stimulator implanted. This new technology device, though, is not compatible with the pressure seen while scuba diving, which is something I love to do, but can no longer do after next week's surgery. But it's not a sentence of death. While disappointing, there are things I enjoy doing, maybe not as much, but I still find joy in the doing. I can focus on something I'm required to give up, or I can revel in the knowledge that soon I'll live with less chronic pain, and who knows, I might be able to enjoy a restful night's restorative sleep. That's something that chronic pain sufferers rarely do. Life with chronic pain is a lot about choice, and many of those choices are difficult because of a loss of function, ability, and yes, enjoyment. But how you look at life will determine whether or not you have the courage to dream and the will needed to make your dream your reality. In the last podcast, I talked about grieving losses, and it's worth listening to. And I mentioned it's important to embrace those memories of things you once enjoyed, but only long enough to be thankful that you experienced them, then make the investment in yourself to move to fresh adventures, new experiences, and better yet, new dreams to come. If you've enjoyed this series, please leave a positive rating with the service you use to listen to this podcast. This helps me in several ways. Again, if you have ideas or areas of interest or suggestions to improve the podcast, please let me know and send me an email to david@strivingtothriving.com. Your commitment to your dream requires five things. First, faith in yourself and the ability to overcome. Second, it will require an investment of time, and that may be spent in physical therapy or exercise or walking, but definitely time spent in planning for your dream. Third, a triunal commitment physically, psychologically, and socially to both your well-being and your dream. Fourth, your dream will require funding. Some of that funding may go for an appropriate treatment plan or adaptive devices. It might go for business courses and possibly funding the dream itself, only you know. Fifth and last, you must do some work on the gray matter between your ears. And who knows, that might be the hardest part in making your dreams your reality. If you're struggling with chronic pain to the degree you feel life is passing you by, please reach out to me and give me the opportunity to walk beside you and coach you in discovering the best in you yet to come. I'm David Hall, your certified health and wellness coach in chronic pain management, and you've been listening to Striving to Thriving, your resource for reclaiming your life from chronic pain. Until next time, be well and take care of each other.